Good morning. We're continuing Chayodam Kval Samach Ches. We're learning Simeon Yotes, which deals with the person's chiyuv to spend money for the purpose of mitzvahs. And we said the limit the person's chiyuv to pay not only up to a meiser of his money, but even up to a chomish. The Chayodam moves on to a different topic about. So this is a question of discussion of money for the purpose of mitzvahs. I say, what about not a question of money, but a question of tircha? We know you mechiv the matriach to do mitzvahs to tircha, but you still mechiv to do that. When I be mechiv, I can't do the mitzvah in my town. I'm mechiv to leave where I am to go somewhere else in order to do the mitzvah. So that's the topic that it deals with. So we do need to clarify some more points about the first issue of spending money. But let's finish off the chayyadim and talk about what he says in regards to traveling. Then we'll go back to the issue of spending money. If the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is by leaving your home, going to another city, so he's not sure whether you are mechuyev to do that. So, person's living in Northern Europe, and the lulav and esrog were very rare. They grow in a Mediterranean climate. This is Northern Europe. They don't grow there. You have to bring them in. You have to import them, and not everybody was rich enough to import them. So you had a situation where in this city there's no lulav or there's no esrog. You might have a lulav without the esrog, an esrog without the lulav. You don't have all the dollar minim. The city, there's another city further away which has the dollar minim. I'm mechuyev to leave my family and go to that other city for Yom Tov. So I leave my wife and children. They're not chayiv in the mitzvah. A woman's not chayiv in the mitzvah of dollar minim. The child is under bar mitzvah. They're not chayiv in dollar minim. I'll take my children, my boys, which are bar mitzvah, and we'll leave our homes and go away for Yom Tov in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of dollar minim, or not. My mechuyev to do that. So the chayyadim says tzorachim. So over here, in the Nishmas Adam, he brings a raya from a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about a situation where a person is in a dilemma. He has two cities. We could travel to for Rosh Hashanah. One city has a shofar, so if he goes to that city, he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar. But there's nobody in that city who is knowledgeable enough. They didn't have a sitter. The tefillah of Musa Rosh Hashanah is a very long tefillah, and you would need a chazan who was knowledgeable enough who memorized it, who knew how to daven it. They didn't have anybody in that city who was able to daven Musaf. In the other city, there was somebody who was familiar with and knowledgeable with the ability to daven Musaf, but there was no shofar. So the more discuss is, where do you go? Do you go to the city with the shofar? Do you go to the city with the tefillas Musaf? But the Chayyadim says, I have a question. What does that mean? How can you have a situation where you have a city where there's no shofar, but they're staying home? Why do we say everybody in that city is mechuyev to pick up and to go to the city where the shofar is? So the chazan, who's knowledgeable, will end up in the city where the shofar was. What do you mean? You have city A has a shofar, and city B doesn't have a shofar, but they have a lot of people. They have people. There's going to be a tefillah b'tzibur. Pick up and go. Apparently, you're not mechuyev to go. You see that. So now this individual says he's ready to go. Not mechuyev to go, but he's ready to go, and he's ready to go to see either city A or city B. So now we have a discussion tomorrow, where does he go? But the people in city B are not mechuyev to go from city B to city A. And the Chayyadim continues and says, in a situation where it would be possible to go come back in the same day, it's not that far away, a person would be mechuyev to go. Then he says, but he's not sure that maybe you are mechuyev to go, but maybe the reason why you're potter to go in the situation is because the person is in the midst of Simchas Yom Tov, and leaving his home and being away from his wife and children and being in this strange city, it's not comfortable, it's not kishmak. So he'd rather be, so by leaving home, he's gaining the mitzvah shofar, he's losing the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. So maybe it's only a combination of the two. Then the Chayyadim raises another new question. So the question over here is, should the person leave before Rosh Hashanah to be able to be there for Rosh Hashanah? Is he mechuyev to deal with the mitzvah before the mitzvah is chal? This chiyev to spend money or the chiyev to travel maybe only is only true once the chiyev is here. I have a chiyev to address it, but the chiyev is not here yet. I'm not mechuyev to address it. So before Yom Tov, I have no chiyev to go because it's not Yom Tov yet. Once Yom Tov starts, I can't go because there's the issue of tchum. So Mela, I'm an onus. So he introduces an interesting question: does the chiyev of the mitzvah come upon you prior to the zman of the mitzvah or not? And we will talk about that more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good night.